The podcast in which you're about to listen to is an account of the tragedy which befell a group of podcasters, in particular, Richard and his invalid co-host Vic. It is all the more tragic in that they were a young, terrible show, but had they had a very, very long successful one, they could have not expected, nor would they have wished to hear, as much as the mad and macabre as they were to hear that day. For them, an idyllic October afternoon recording session became a nightmare. The events of that day were to lead into the discovery of one of the most bizarre recordings in the annals of British podcasting. The Radio Nasties Texas Chainsaw Marathon.
Welcome back to part 5 of the Radio Nasties Texas Chainsaw Marathon. I'm your host, Rick the Prick, with Vic.
I just want to kill you. It ain't no fucking biggie.
And special guest all the way from Australia and the Creepy Crap Podcast, Daniel.
How you going, fellas? It's good to be back on the Radio Nasties podcast, all that sort of stuff. We're back again. I didn't think I was welcome back. It's been a little while between visits, but that's all right. You know, it's good to talk to you again, Vic. Haven't seen you for ages. Richard, good to, you know. Anyway, yeah, it's good to be back. My name is Daniel. I'm from the Creepy Crap podcast, and I just do episodes that are real quick, that sort of shit. Unless it's a guest episode, they sort of drag out. But yes, that's me, Creepy Crap podcast, an Australian horror podcast. Check it out if you're sick of these guys, which I'm sure you probably are. No, I'm kidding, fellas. Good to be back. Thank you for having me. And yeah, what a great fucking movie, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. How good are remakes? They're always better. You know, Nightmare on Elm Street and all that. Always better than the originals, I always say. No, don't hold me to that. But this one I do like. I've got so much to say about it. Oh my God. Well, I guess it's actually your show. You could probably start it off and I'll just chime in when I'm allowed. So I don't know. Let's go, fellas. Back to you. Thanks for having me again. And yeah, let's talk about it.
Are you there?
Dan.
Hello?
Dan.
I think we've lost you, mate. Are you there? Can you hear us? We can't hear you.
Your computer just went weird then. Did you see that?
I mean, he's still in the meeting.
Your computer just, like, flashed static. Like, literally for a split second. I swear to God.
Oh,
I swear to God, your computer just flashed static. Like a TV. Like, I don't think it's computers even. I've never seen a computer do that before.
I'll try and message him.
Okay. Fucking Australians.
You know what they say, don't ever work with kids, animals, or Australians.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
That was weird, mate.
But it's not like he's disconnected from... It's just not there.
I don't know, that kind of worries me a little bit, to be honest with you.
It's not like a... It doesn't seem like a connection issue.
Yeah, it smells like hell, to be honest with you.
Oh, that sounds like a bad 80s action.
Why would your fucking computer flash static?
I don't know, but... I don't know.
It seems weird, mate. That seems a bit strange. I might have to inquire about this. I hope Daniel's all right. Well, I don't care, but, you know.
I mean, the show must go on, I guess. I guess we'll have to...
Yeah, Charlotte!
What?
Fancy being on the podcast tonight. We're doing a Texas Chainsaw remake. And the prequel. You've seen them, haven't you?
Yeah, all right then.
Come on. Well, there we go. You're easily replaced, Daniel. Easily.
She is creepy. Although, she is creepy and crappy, so I guess it's the next best thing.
Let me know if he messaged you back, though, because I'd like to know if he's all right.
I'll keep my eye out. Maybe it's just some terrible excuse to get away from the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I guess we're not having Daniel. We're having a returning guest, Charlotte.
Even better, guys.
Oh, maybe that's him. What? I'm getting weird message on my phone now.
What?
I don't know what to tell you.
What is it, a text?
I assume so.
So what is it?
I don't know.
This is strange. Run, Charlotte.
See you later, guys.
Might be the next to get cut off.
It's a notification from an app I don't have.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that even in English?
I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't know what that says.
This is really starting to weird me out. It definitely smells like hell. So I swear to God, maybe they're just fucking around. It's probably fucking like Dav and Thump. Like, oh, we'll have some bants. You know what we do?
We don't like Australians.
Cut off the Aussies. Get rid of them. Oh, well. Let's just get on with it. This is kind of weird.
Yeah. I won't be here much longer.
Well, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Hopefully.
I hate you bastards.
Get off the show then.
Yeah.
No, your viewers like me more than they like you.
We don't have viewers.
You know what I mean.
Right, so, yeah, as Daniel said before he disappeared, we're covering 2003's Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Yes.
Directed by some bloke.
Some bloke.
Who also went on to direct the Friday the 13th remake.
Yes, yes. Yes, he did. Sure. That wasn't very good.
Maybe that will pop up one day on this.
Maybe. We'll see.
You know, assuming we haven't all fucking disappeared.
Well, I think the odds are more in the favour, to be honest, these days.
I remember when we started this podcast, disappearing wasn't even on my agenda. But, I mean, if I do a podcast with Victor, I don't think I'm going to disappear.
I mean, I don't really think that through many times. Maybe when I'm at the bank.
I've been secretly hoping.
I wonder if I... secretly hoping? I've disappeared before, Charlotte.
I'm hoping it happens again.
See, you're laughing, but...
I'll see you later.
Well, it was great. When you fucking disappeared into hell, she was more concerned about Combo.
Yeah, I was like, fuck Victor, where the fuck's Combo?
He was having the time of his fucking life.
First thing she said to me is, like, I'm really worried about Combo. I was like, what about Vic?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, him as well.
Him too.
It'd be nice.
Is that who's with Combo? Yeah, yeah. Or him as... Yeah, I suppose.
Well, I hope he's looking after Combo, at least.
Yeah.
Right, should we get the ball rolling on 2003's Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So, we open a little differently this time.
Yeah. It only took 5 films to...
to change it, yeah. So, you've got the spoken narration, which is done by the same guy that did it in the original.
Yeah. Which is cool. Weird, because he says almost the same things.
Yeah, near enough. I think it's just a little bit extended, isn't it? But instead of it just being over Star Wars crawl, it's kind of done over police footage.
Yeah.
From the crime scene. I suppose it's kind of reminiscent of the radio announcement of them digging up the bodies and stuff, but this time you kind of get to see... I know it's not the same thing,
that's true,
but
it's very similar. Like that, yeah.
Yeah, one of the extended parts of the narration, you find out they found over 1,300 pieces of evidence. Just like, lovely. Wonder what they're mostly bodies.
Quite a lot of evidence, that is.
Yeah. We also get the new family name.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're not the Sawyers anymore.
No, they're Hewitts.
Hewitts.
Yeah.
I wonder why they changed that.
I guess just to make it different, I suppose. Like,
we'll change their names.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than Slaughter.
Still sounds like a proper hillbilly name, Hewitt.
Hewitt sounds, like... pretty good, to be honest.
Would you imagine your second name was Slaughter and just general? Oh, hello, I'm John Slaughter.
Are you going to kill me?
Oh, no, I get this all the time now. I'm actually lovely.
I mean, I am a serial killer, but I'm lovely.
I'm a lovely
serial
killer.
I'm not going to massacre you. It'll be clean. So, yeah, we get several images of the police working in and around the house. Because this narration actually comes back at the end, doesn't it?
I sort of forgot.
Yeah. I think I always forget that it comes back, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The footage ends essentially with, I think he says they found 1,300 pieces of evidence, but nothing was as damning as the actual footage from that day. It leads into the footage. You've got these two poor deputies going down to this horrific fucking basement. He goes down the stairs, doesn't he? He's like, oh, by the way, these are nail marks where someone's tried to drag themselves back up.
When that scene comes back, it's like...
Yeah. It's great. I don't like stuff with nails. Do you remember the scene... Both of you have seen you've seen all of it, but you've seen the early season. Have you seen all of Lost?
Yeah, I've seen it all, yeah.
Because I don't know if it's in the second season where he's torturing, you know, the Middle Eastern guy.
Oh, Saeed.
And he's torturing the lad, the fucking cowboy guy, the fucking boy.
Oh, Sawyer.
That's it. Sawyer, weirdly enough. and he's sticking the bamboo sticks up his nails. And Sawyer's like, oh, I can take this. It's all good. And then he's like, I don't know. I was a torturer. And then he just gets a bamboo stick and sticks it up like the end of his nail. And you're like, oh, no. He just like screams instantly, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That would hurt.
I know.
That like, would hurt a lot.
I'm not blaming him for screaming. It was just like, that scene always sticks out to me.
Yeah, to go off on a tangent back to Lost, I always loved that. I think it's in one of the very first few episodes where you're still learning about the characters. And it's Hurley, and he's speaking to Saeed, and he's like, oh, you know, what did you do, you know, before all this? I was in the military. He was like, oh, have you seen, like, any combat? He was like, yeah, I was in the Gulf War. And he was like, oh, you like a Marine or the Army? He was like, Republican Guard. He goes, oh.
Yeah, I remember it, because Hurley's so happy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, you all right, mate? And then he's like, yeah, but it was this.
Which is because Saeed's like one of the nicest characters in that, and he got a really good death.
Yeah, in most of them.
Good series, terrible ending.
Yeah, well, you can reach the little fight over that.
I mean, I don't think it's a great ending.
Oh, really?
It's fine.
Oh, right. I see, I got an impression for you loved it.
No, I didn't love the ending. I was just like, all right, then.
Right.
It's like, it's not the ending I wanted, but I wasn't like, fuck that.
I was really gutted about the ending.
It wasn't
ending.
I was a lot younger
when I felt like if Lost came out now, I'd be more like,
yeah, I watched it years after.
Yeah, so. No, see, I've been with Lost since day one.
Yeah.
No, I'd finished.
That's
by the
it, we're
I
a Lost podcast.
Yeah,
now.
I'm up for that.
So yeah, the Lost podcast.
The, right, stop the recording.
Yeah. The deputies head down into the basement, and that's all you see, really. He comments on the nail marks. They go into the basement. And it kind of just cuts. And you're like, oh, that was the footage. Why was that damning? I hope that doesn't pop up later
on. Well, I'm sure we've seen everything we need to see from this.
Yeah. So next scene, introduction to the group of teens. Sweet Home Alabama's playing. You've got me already. That's me.
Well, no, because this is the first time I've watched this in ages. And as soon as I came up, well, that's Vic giving it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
I feel like that scene wasn't even needed, though.
What scene?
Them in the lake.
Oh, sorry, yeah, the bit in the lake. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was literally just to show that...
Like, they could have started it, like, with them in the car instead of...
I feel like it was just to contrast the horrible scene before, where it was kind of like jumping. It's like, oh, it's nice now.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, where, like, they go down to this horrible, dingy basement, and then it's like, well, we'll start the film in a horrible, dingy basement. It's like, I think they just kind of set the tone for... The scares are finished with for a little bit. We're going to introduce the characters. So yeah, the teens are in the camper van singing along to Lynyrd Skynyrd. You would. And two of the characters, it's... I can't remember the names now. So yeah, you've got two of the characters, Pepper and Andy, who are just like getting off in the middle of the camper van. And then they're saying things to each other like, oh, I didn't even know you yesterday. Oh, well, this is getting better, isn't it? Like, and all the rest of the characters are staring at them and they're like, you didn't know each other yesterday. Why are you like... wanking each other off.
No, it's the 70s is what they did.
Yeah, I suppose. Like, not with everyone horribly looking around them.
It is worth noting there's more to them listening to Sweet Home Alabama than, oh, they're just listening to Skynyrd. They're on their way to a
Skynyrd concert. Yeah. It's great. Imagine getting stopped and being massacred by a chainsaw when you were going to see Lynyrd Skynyrd.
This is
ridiculous.
Wouldn't stop off and... help anybody though, would you?
No, but
you
just keep off going. To see Skynyrd. Well, bye.
Yeah. Maybe on my way back.
There's a bit where, oh, I hope they play Freebird. It's like, no, they probably won't play their biggest hit.
It's like, oh, no, I don't know if you've heard this one, but we're going to play Freebird.
It's like, can you imagine going to see Black Sabbath? I wonder if they'll play Paranoid.
Yeah. Yeah. So Pepper also talks about being a hitchhiker. She's the hitchhiker in this, essentially. Because there isn't really a hitchhiker in this, is there?
Like, no, it's not. It's not like a direct copy of It Does Its Own, which I appreciate, to be fair. But
yeah, of course, yeah. They're all smoking dope, which becomes a bit of a plot point, actually, in a bit. Think it's just the 70s, but nope, there's actually going to be a reason. So you've got Jessica Biel as Erin, the guy from, I think he's been in a few things, but he was in Buffy.
I didn't recognise anyone else.
He's... Kemper, and then you've got obviously Morgan, who's the nerdy guy.
He's by himself. Poor
he's
guy.
Probably the closest equivalent to Franklin.
Yeah,
but
he's a bit annoying.
Yeah, but not in the same
invalid. So yeah, but they kind of have like small talk in the van. It's all just, you know. But Morgan lets it out that they've got 2 pounds of pot to buy in Mexico. And Erin's just like, excuse me? And they're arguing about this. She's kind of like, well, why didn't you fucking tell me?
Yeah.
And then they have to quickly swerve this poor woman that's walking in the road. They nearly hit her. And Morgan says the best thing in this movie. He looks out the window and he says, that's a bad acid trip walking right there. And I'm like, yep, I'm with you right there. If I looked at her, I'd be like, don't pick her
I don't
up.
Want she's the drugs mental. That she's been on.
Yeah.
No, no.
She's got blood all over as well. I'd be like, definitely not.
What do you want? You can Texas see it too Chainsaw much. Massacre? No, I don't want any of that, mate.
See you later.
I think she's dirty.
Yeah, exactly. See you later.
So I think the blood comes from in between her legs. You see that later on because I think she's got a little bit of blood on her on the top. But so the girls get out of approach because they have the kind of an argument of whether or not to stop for her. So Pepper and Erin get out, and the woman is just repeating like, "I want to go home. I want to go home." So they're like, "Oh dear,
well we want to go see Skinhead. So if you could fuck
That's
off
what
out
I
the
do.
Road,
I'm sorry, love.
We haven't got a spare ticket. I'm sorry.
Yeah." I'll drop you off outside the concert.
Imagine that change of spirits. Oh, Skinhead, sweet, yeah. I'll see if I can scalp a ticket. I forgot what was. Oh, the massacre.
My family, all dead.
Hope they play Freebird. Oh, yeah, we're going to see Skinhead. Yeah, yay. Yeah. But there is the massacre.
It'd probably be me. That would be me. I thought, I don't know. Weighing up. Dead family.
Skinhead. Might help, though. Might help going.
That's what I'm saying. Might be able to help me cope. I mean, they are dead. There's nothing I can do about them now.
You've got to take your chance to see Skinhead when you can. Who knows if there might be a horrific plane accident one day or something.
Dear. Yeah. So the woman, she's sobbing into herself in the van. And she's like, you know, they're all dead. They're all dead. And Morgan, again, coming out with the best phrase. He's like, I'm way too stoned for this. I'm like, yeah. Because they end up passing by the new slaughterhouse, don't they?
Yeah.
Blair Meat.
The Blair Meat Project.
That's God. When she starts to go crazy.
Like, that sounds like the pigs. Porn version.
Oh, no. What would that be? Just horribly shot footage of sex.
You know that iconic...
I think there might be sex over there.
You know that iconic scene where you've got the main girl like crying at the camera and then it'd be a cock dripping.
Yeah. I'm so startled.
Oh, God. I'm putting that on the list of films I never want to see.
But when the woman sees the slaughterhouse, she goes mental.
She's
like, oh no.
You're going the wrong way.
You're going the wrong way. And she's like, you can't make me go back there. And, you know, he's a bad man. It's like, oh dear, what have you been involved in? He's a bad man. Yeah, but I like him. He's my daddy.
Choke me, Leatherface.
Oh no. So she ends up doing the next, logical thing. She pulls a gun out from between her legs.
Where's she been keeping that?
I mean.
Oh, Lord, forgot about that.
With the amount of blood that's down there, Charlotte, I think...
It's probably best that she kills herself then.
Which is a horrible story in itself, because that obviously...
Why didn't we see this in Texas Chainsaw Massacre at the beginning? Ooh, gun.
Why was she hiding up there? Why was she not just carrying it?
Right, so this is what I'm saying. This must have been part of her escape, because you end up finding out that this gun belongs to the sheriff, because he makes a comment about it. He's like, oh... Yeah, I don't know whose gun this is. And then puts it into his bare holster on his ankle. And all the kids are like, that's a bit weird. And you're like, I think it's his fucking gun, to be honest with you. So she must have been able to nab this off him.
Yeah, but why would you need to put... Why would you not...
Maybe she needed to hide it before she escaped.
Maybe
she was in the room.
The vagina. Nature's pocket.
Yeah.
It's stuffs like a it kangaroo. Stuffs
it up the old minge. And,
do you reckon she left the handle like hanging out?
I hope so.
Or do you reckon she shoved it all up there?
Oh, I don't know. Why are you the one that's worrying about this?
Yeah, you're the one with a vagina. You should be the one most disgusted.
This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, oh my God, like, that's just horrific.
No, we're talking about sticking revolvers up her vaginas.
I like how you emphasised a revolver. Like, you know, standard gun. Shove that right up your fucking...
Don't know, this is quite...
Revolvers.
Quite a small gun. This is like a pistol. Like a...
Imagine she pulled out like a fucking...
A magnum.
So like a 50 caliber sniper rifle.
We're not watching...
You know, to be honest with you, I feel like you should have used this gun by now. Like, it's fucking massive.
I mean, that was disgusting, but very impressive.
Oh, now I know why you were kind of like talking like you had something in your mouth. It had gone all the way through.
I just discovered a new fetish.
She would not be alive.
God, if you fob, if you shoved a 50 cal up your minge, probably not.
Just go onto Pornhub and
accidentally hit the trigger.
Oh my God. I don't want to know what you two are watching. That is just disturbing. You guys
right, I think I've reached the line. It's been a good almost 2 years, Alva. I'll see you all later. Thank you very much.
Vaginas, that's them things with guns in them.
Just stop. Just stop. Of all the South Park references.
She shoots herself.
She does. She pulls a gun out of Fanny. She's like, you're all going to die, you are. And they're all like, and then she shoots herself. There's a really cool shot.
No, this shot is, this is, you, and this is an incredible shot.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. So
if you, even if you don't like this film, you've got to give credit to this. This is.
I think a fair bit of this film's pretty well shot.
Yeah. I mean, especially this.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. But like, even later on, I think there's some pretty nice shots in this movie.
Yeah, there is.
But anyway, she shoots herself, but you get this kind of like, so you see her shoot herself, and the fucking, the effects on her shooting herself is great as well.
Yeah.
Because like, her fucking mouth, like, you know, as if like she's like blowing something. Like when she shoots, her cheeks expand.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. And then that whole back of her head comes off, goes straight through the window. And then the camera kind of pans, so it's a POV shot from her. You see her like, holding the gun, and then her arm just dropped from her POV.
Yeah.
And then the camera just goes through her fucking mouth, through the back of her head, and then through the window out the back.
There's an incredible, like, making of part of this that you can find on YouTube. I really recommend everybody goes and watches it.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, check it out.
So Pepper goes mental because she's got brains on her. Which, I mean, I suppose I'd be a bit...
Yeah, peeved. I'd be a bit freaked out if I had brains on me.
Aww.
A little bit. I'm on my way to see Skynyrd. Yeah. They've got a strict no brains on your policy.
I don't know. I've had enough of this. This trip.
We were going to play Freebird, but that nasty thing's got fucking brains on it, so we don't want to now.
So they stop the van, obviously, and they get out of the van.
I wouldn't be like, Skynyrd.
Yeah, no. We stop when we get there. You want to kill yourself in the van while we're driving to Skynyrd? That's on you.
Morgan asks everybody, why did we pick this girl up?
Yeah, and Erin's like, she needed help!
Yeah, but
and you're like, all right, chill.
But Skynyrd.
Yeah, I know. I think everybody's looking at Erin like, have you forgotten our Lord and Saviour, Lynyrd Skynyrd? This is where we're going to pray. That's how rednecks pray. They go to Skynyrd concerts.
Why did they become so posh when they spoke as well?
Because they're religious.
The Lord commanded them
to. Yeah, they're speaking in the Lord's tongue.
Which is also Skynyrd.
It's funny because Morgan again comes out with he's like, well, a lot of fucking help we did her. And it's like, I love you. You're like the man of reason in this group, aren't you? It's because he's not got a girlfriend. He's just got to sit there and think.
At least his priorities right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need sex. I've got Skynyrd.
Very true, yeah. Yeah.
Skynyrd and weed.
I was going to say, Skynyrd and dope.
Is this character...
In a camper van.
Is this character you, Vic?
Maybe. I haven't got curly hair. I used to wear Converse.
And you have a girlfriend as well.
Yeah, but he might have a girlfriend.
No, I doubt it.
She's... Oh, my God. Yeah, he's too blunt. He'd never get away with it. You're fucking ugly today.
He reminds me of the guy out of Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, the nerdy guy. He's been in a few things, this guy. There's another one. He was in... I don't know now, but I think he's been in a fair few things. So they talk about calling the cops, and Morgan lets it out again. That not only are they buying £2 of pot in Mexico, but they have a piñata, which is filled with pot. It's funny, because Kemper's just like, keep your fucking voice. I think she's heard it. You're standing very close together, Kemper.
You're in a van.
Yeah. Well, they're outside, aren't they? But they're all in like a little semicircle. It's like, I think the dead girl heard you, Morgan, to be honest. Like,
we all heard you, Morgan.
Yeah, so Kemper and Erin get into an argument about it. I think he just takes the piñata and... goes and throws it, and it's funny because Morgan's like, you can't just throw a piñata filled with pot out, man. And I'm like, that is me. Don't throw
that
out.
Think how much money that cost.
Yeah, like not even for the sake of smoking it. It's like, we've spent a fair bit of money on this,
exactly.
Kemper.
Think how many starving Africans there are that would like to get high.
They could use that against Leatherface.
Yeah. God, you are mad. Do you want a bit of this? Leatherface just like, I'm so fucking stoned.
Right, Fede
My
Alvarez,
face feels great.
If you're listening, which I'm sure you are, in your... you know, your whatever it is it a sequel, is it, I don't know, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie that you're producing, please include a scene where Leatherface gets high as fuck on a piñata full of marijuana.
They all walk in, he's like slumped down with his chainsaw, yo.
Like, oh no, what have you done? The fucking sheriff comes in like, what the hell have you been smoking? It'd be fucking great. They need to make this film. Like a Brady Bunch. But, you know, the Hewitt clan.
The Sawyer Bunch.
Yeah. So they end up deciding to get back in and go in to look for, like, a phone, I think, to call the cops.
Oh, this is a great part. This is where Morgan comes out with another.
No, not Morgan.
Line.
It's Andy.
Is it Andy?
Yeah, because Andy's kind of like the tough guy, I suppose, isn't he?
He's
like
the,
so it reminds me a bit like a vest. Owen Wilson.
Does he? Yeah. I mean, how Owen Wilson if he was like an alpha male or something, like just not somebody that went wow.
I was just thinking about him in The Haunting. They just look.
Don't
similar.
Bring The Haunting up.
Yeah.
5 out of 5. Film that, guys.
Oh my gosh. Die.
So yeah, Andy's sitting there and he's looking. I guess he's just trying to break the, you know, kind of break the awkwardness. And he's like, I've never thought the brains would look like that, you know, sort of like lasagna. And they're all just looking at him like, what are you saying? And he's like, I'll shut up. I'm sorry.
That lasagna is one of my favorite dishes, and you've ruined it for me.
I don't
me.
Think it looks like lasagna, to be honest with you.
It does.
Has your lasagna ever looked blood red? You make
like
lasagna,
and you're fucking raw.
You don't want to know what's in it.
I was going to say I've been making out with people. So
yeah. I had a lasagna pizza a couple of weeks ago. It was glorious.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How does that work? Is it just lasagna
on a pizza?
But in a pizza,
it's a cheese pizza, lasagna pizza on top of it.
Jesus,
at least they have it at
how thick is that?
Checkered flag.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't eat that.
Oh,
that
I probably could.
Glorious.
No. Yeah, I couldn't eat it. It's got enough cheese on it.
That would like make Italian's mind explode.
Because they know good food.
They do. Italian's probably my favourite.
They know good food and good horror films.
No.
Now I'm annoyed.
They know good food and have nice scenery.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Right?
You get
they
aggressive
do.
About
no, they do. Fight.
Are you fighting for the Italians?
Yeah.
And their scenery?
Although, no, one critic,
the Italians.
One
want
critique
the
is when I went to Italy, there was no English TV.
Well, you're in Italy.
Yeah.
I know, but you expect an English channel.
No,
somewhere.
You don't.
Yeah, you do.
You don't. You're one of those
you do.
Now.
You expect
you come over
an
like,
English
if
channel.
You want me to speak English? No. Like,
no,
they,
I don't know. I don't expect
them
to speak English, but I expect like one channel that I can watch.
Why?
In English. Or at least
they
have,
don't
have
to like,
at least have,
confer
like,
to you.
Subtitles or something.
Just log into your Netflix.
This is why they call you dirty foreigners, because you come over and go, see, you're babbling about moaning about my TV.
You're moaning about a girl in Asian as leader.
Yeah. I did encounter very rude Italians as well.
So yeah, they pass the notorious sign in these movies about barbecue, a gas station.
Fresh meat, baby.
And they arrive at this version's gas station and a little old lady, it's not... Not an old man this time.
No.
There's no
not.
Man looking at the sun either.
It's not old man slash cook slash Drayton.
But she looks out and they come to have a little old sniff inside. And they tell her obviously what's happened. And she's like, it makes you realise how crazy the world is. And it's like, you're a cannibal, aren't you?
Are you going to eat me? Yes, sorry.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, can we ring the sheriff? Oh, it'll cost you 10 cents.
Gonna cost you 10 cents. And it's like, oh,
I've got to pay for the privilege
for
of being eaten.
Yeah.
No, but what I don't get is, it's going to cost you 10 cents. I think no matter what the circumstances are, it's always free to ring. I mean, maybe it's not in America because it's fucking America. But at least over here, it's like,
especially
oh,
not in like.
Ain't got
could
credit.
You imagine? Oh, I need the police. Oh, no credit. Guess I'll die.
I mean, maybe in the '70s. No, you got to pay for it. I'm getting stabbed. Pay for it. The operator's just like, fucking pay. So she rings the sheriff. Well, they ring the sheriff. No, she rings the sheriff. And she's like, sheriff, wants you to...
Sheriff.
Yeah. Wants you to meet you at the old Crawford Mill.
Why is this not a huge red flag? Like,
I mean, to be fair, I think he does react. He's like, "You, what are you talking about? He's like,
yeah,
you want us to
we've
ride
got
about?
To see fucking Skinner, you fucking cannibalistic whore."
But Kemper's like, I've got a dead woman in my van.
In my van?
And I'm going to see to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yorkshire Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, and she's like, well, she's like,
oh,
what
no,
you
that
do?
Man's got tit face on his face. Yeah.
She's like, she's like, what you do is your own damn business. And I'm like, fair enough. I want to leave anyway. You're annoying me.
You know what I would do with this? What I do is my own damn business. Right, wait here.
Is
I'd go in.
Basically
I'd get the fucking dead woman out. lugger in the fucking shop, like, what I do is my own damn business.
Yeah.
And then walk off.
Yeah.
I had that coming.
You probably would, to be fair. This woman, seeming like she is. She
dinner
like,
is served.
Touché. Yeah, like, they don't even have to kill
enjoy the skin at council.
I agree with you there.
I feel like she's giving them a choice. It's like, right, you're either going to go and stop at the sheriff, where she knows bad shit's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or just go.
I mean, she should be more forward about it. So, well, you can go and join the concert, or boy eating.
Boy eating.
Yeah. Go to the concert.
Boy eating.
Boy eating.
Boy eating.
Because if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, right, well, it doesn't really seem like they want me to.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd go that far. She seemed like she said it in a way where you wouldn't think anything different of it. But I agree. Well, nah, she's literally like, what you do is your own damn business, mate. She's not like,
see you later.
What you do.
I'd be like,
it's your.
I'd be like, here you go.
Is your own damn.
I'd drop the body off of her because she just called the sheriff anyway.
Yeah, that's what Richard just said. He was like, just dump it out.
Yeah, and see you later.
It's your own damn business. See ya. Could get the sheriff to come back here when he's ready.
Let's get the music back rolling.
She's starting to smell.
Do you imagine if they were like, guys, does this situation feel like that new film that's just came out, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Exactly.
It seems like a recreation of those events.
This just don't seem right, guys.
I mean, they did say it was based on true events.
Oh, dear.
That's what we need, a meta Texas Chainsaw remake.
This is what Fede Alvarez is doing, a meta one.
I'd have more faith if he was directing it. I'd be like, the guy that did The Evil Dead doing... Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Go on, mate.
I'm all for it.
So, but they... production, Sam Raimi produced The Grudge.
Oh. Spit on you.
Somewhere. Off they drive to the
spit
Crawford
on your
mill.
Remake.
Yeah, but on the way they hit a bump and the corpse falls and it's funny.
Oh, yeah. Like, forgot about that.
Like, oh, no.
I feel like that wasn't meant to be a funny moment, but it was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it was kind of like a bit of both, wasn't it? It's like, ha, the corpse fell, but oh, no, the corpse has fallen. Look at her. Some of that brain's just moved there. We should have told this old woman to go fuck herself. So they reach the mill and... Morgan wants to dump the body.
Yeah.
Good old Morgan.
Yeah, they decide to have like a vote, don't they?
Yeah. And it ends up where the lads want to dump her and the girls don't.
Yeah, because Jessica Biel was like trying to pussy whip. Like,
yeah, and he's like, she's dead.
And we've got to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd. If we weren't going to see Lynyrd Skynyrd, I'd be like, yeah, let's resolve this, but
yeah,
it's Lynyrd Skynyrd.
But they obviously win the vote. And then the girls just go, nah, and walk off. We're going to explore. And it's like, why do we even have this fucking boat?
I'd be like, right then, lads, in the van.
Yeah, I'd be like, in the van, let's go back. Where did we throw that pinata full of fucking dope, mate?
Yeah.
The boys night out. Morgan comes out, he pulls it out of his arse. He's like, I took a leaf out of that dead girl's thing and put the piano out of my arse. It's like, well, I mean, at least the dope ain't touched.
Got feces in my marijuana now. Cheers, mate.
They end up seeing someone move, though, as you do in these movies. And they find a dead possum, as you see in these movies. They've got to have a dead animal, haven't they? They just have to have a dead animal in these movies.
Do you think it's the same, like, art director? Like, got you some dead possums?
Oh, that'd be great. It's just a whale there. What is this doing here?
Please, I've had this whale for over 30 years. Can we please use it?
How the hell did it get in Texas?
Like, right, look. You don't understand how I found a pickle jar big enough for this, all right? And I'm not explaining it. These lads are going to Skynyrd. I'm going with them. And this fucking whale is staying here.
It's your problem,
I've
man.
Had a fucking enough of this. You're taking Tom. You named it. Of course I named him.
I've known him most of my life.
Years. This is ridiculous. Take the whale. We're not in the business of taking whales. Who is?
Say do you see a sign that says dead whale storage?
I'd
do you know why
impressed.
You don't see it? Because there ain't no sign.
Oh,
I'd
my
be pretty
God.
Impressed that he's managed to preserve that whale for 40 years.
Well, yeah, well, where's
that's
this pickle
really
jar?
Impressive.
To be honest with you, I'd be like, can I see the pickle jar? But they end up finding a toothy kid.
Toothy.
Who they refer to as mutant kid.
Do they?
Yeah.
They do as well, don't they?
It's brilliant because I've written on my notes as mutant kid.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
His name's Jedediah.
He looks like he's related to someone from the...
I thought his
Jedediah.
Name was Junior.
No, Junior is the sheriff.
Oh, okay.
Jedediah is the toothy child.
Toothy, I like that, toothy.
To be honest with you, I would imagine most toothy children were called Jedediah.
He looks like he's related to the family from the Hills Have Eyes remake.
He had the fucking whale, didn't he? He was like, do you want to eat this? Yeah, go on then, I'll have it.
It's better than human.
How old
is it? Did you just say it's better than human?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from a family of cannibals. We're going to go see Skynyrd?
You're a bit typecast, aren't you? I'm not, I'm just here. oh, look over the director, and he's like, shut the fuck up, he's mental. So the Tootie kid, you know, he comes out and they're asking him where the sheriff is. And he's like, at home, getting drunk. And then obviously the lads are like, right, well, let's go then. Because the sheriff obviously doesn't care about this. And the girls turn around and say basically, no, how far is it to the place? And he's like, oh, it's only a short walk. So then the lads are like, for fuck sake, can we go and see Skinner? I'm not walking anywhere.
They've just started playing Freebird. If we leave now, we might make it in time for the guitar solo. Yeah.
Do you know, have you ever left your car, right, in the sun, and you get back and your steering wheel's fucking boiling, right? What do you think it's going to do to that dead bitch in the back of the van? We're going fucking gallivanting with some mutant child.
She's mostly pus weird. Now.
Yeah. Oh, no. She gets back. She's dripping.
It's the spin-off of The Incredible Melting Man.
Yeah. So Aaron and Kemper decide to head out. And the area around this place we see has got dumped belongings, which is another red flag. This is one thing I liked about the remake, actually. You kind of see where all the stuff they take goes.
Yeah.
It's kind of, they've got a kind of a vehicle graveyard as well, haven't they? So it's funny because the Jedidar at one point is poking the dead girl with a stick. And Andy comes over and he's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
And then he runs away, doesn't he?
Yeah, he just runs off.
See you later.
It's like, fuck off, gay. Like, runs away. I'm only wearing a vest. It's the 70s, mate. This was cool. Then we get a really good shot of the house, the new house. It's kind of this, like, really old. Far wide shot. What?
It's a pretty old house.
Yeah, it looks like kind of like a plantation house almost, doesn't it?
I mean, judging by the family, it probably was.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. So they go to the house, Erin and Kemper, and they shout with someone, and this is where our second family character comes out, and it's the wheelchair man. I can't remember his name.
Do you ever wonder why this man. Guy lost his legs?
Well, you're going to find out. yeah, he's got no legs. He's got a dog in his lap. Yeah, his own legs.
Yeah.
A bit peckish. This is Quentin Tarantino when he's 70. I really like my feet. I'm going to consume them.
Oh.
That's wrong. What, yeah.
That is absolutely wrong.
I mean, I don't think people with foot fetishes eat feet.
They might
progress.
You know what they say? You are what you eat.
Yeah. I want to be feet. I can imagine Quentin Tarantino say that, to be honest with you. Just looking at the camera like, I want to be feet.
I saw a brilliant meme the other day and I meant to show you it. You know the Always Sunny moment where Dee and Charlie are hanging out? And they say, oh, I think I might get the chicken the diner, without the beak.
Yeah,
and then the waitress That's comes and says, what do you want? It's like, break!
Yeah.
And it's... Quentin Tarantino's face, shoot, like poorly plastered on Charlie. He's like, feet! And then he's like, no! It's a regular scene in a movie.
Quentin Tarantino and his feet.
That was my one problem with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Not on the feet.
You know the bit where...
just get out, Richard.
Remember when you were... You know what, funny thing is, you know when we were watching it in the cinema? We were... You know that bit where she's got her feet on
That's
the bit
wind? I'm on about. Like, what? No, I'm on about the bit with Margot Robbie, but Sharon.
Tarantino.
So, yeah.
And she's just got cinema.
like, why Tarantino? Yeah. Why?
I don't need to see feet.
Yeah, but Charlotte hates feet. And
I mean, you've got to. When she can't put hate it on that much.
The windshield, didn't she? You know when she's trying to suck off Brad Pitt, and he's like, I think you're a bit young. And she's
your
got
feet fucking stink.
Yeah. And you've got hairy armpits. I'm not up for this. This is grim. This is get out of my fucking car. Yeah, and you were like, Charlotte looked honestly revolted.
I look revolted now.
It's because she's in the room with us.
Yeah. I hate feet. I just can't stand feet.
Let's get our feet out.
Can't hate them that much. You've got them.
I'd cut them. I'd cut them off like if I could. I'd cut them off if I could.
I said to her it would cause horrible balance issues, and she was like, I don't care, let's all have nubs.
Yeah, I'd prefer nubs. No,
she just wants the toes gone. So it's just square feet.
Yeah.
That'd be worse.
Is that not from The Witches? The Roald Dahl book? Haven't The Witches got square feet?
Well, that's what we should all have, square feet. We don't need toes.
I mean, one of your heroes, Roald Dahl, obviously thought it was a bit weird because he gave it to his villains.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
All
right. Yeah, all right. Let's move on.
Yeah, enough about feet.
It's funny because when the old man lets them into the house, use the phone, he says, wipe your feet.
Yeah, it's like, I like to keep a clean house. Yeah, it's like, they didn't in the fucking original.
You're a bit off. Well, you see in the fucking house.
Yeah.
They even look around like, do you?
Do you, though? Do you?
It's funny, because he turns around
to... He just wanted to see fucking... he just wanted to see Jessica Biel's feet.
Yeah.
It's equally Tarantino.
Yeah. But he has a little confrontation with Kemp, doesn't he? Because he's like, I said she could come in here, you stay put. And he's like, okay. And then he's like, I don't want no trouble. And then Kemp is like, don't shoot. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're pretty threatened.
And then he just rolls back in.
Just, I mean, he can't do much else, can he?
Rolls back, he could. He could flop. He could flop down.
What are you called? Wheels? I used to love that bit from X-Men. This is fucking ridiculous. Well, I didn't swear till first class. So, back at the van, we get the introduction, it's Arlie Ermey, isn't it?
Yes, it's Arlie Ermey.
As the sheriff or junior, and it's fucking glorious.
Oh, it's incredible. Even if you hate this film,
he makes it.
This and the beginning. Don't like the films? Fine. If you say anything bad about his performance in them, I will murder you.
I really like this character, but this is where I got really irritated with the film, because it just kept on getting really choppy.
What do you mean?
Like, back and forth, and it just really irritated me.
Back to the van.
And I was just like, just focus on one thing for a minute. It was literally just back and forth. I couldn't...
Yeah, there were some pretty shortcuts. It wasn't as if even the scenes were long enough to justify the back and forth.
It was way too choppy.
Yeah, you could have had pretty much all the bits in the house and then all of the sheriff.
Yeah.
Like, in the van. Yeah, until it... I know they eventually cross over, don't they? But, it does cut back quite a bit.
It was just really...
Didn't really bother me, to be honest, but... I get what you mean.
That's because it's a Texas Chainsaw Massacre film.
No, but like even, I mean, I do acknowledge it was pretty choppy.
Like, this was my main irritation with this film.
The back and forth. Yeah. So yeah, the sheriff arrives on the scene. He gets out and just spits tobacco. It's great.
It's just like, how do I make myself seem like the biggest redneck possible? I've spit tobacco. Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't just say something racist just for good measure.
But it's funny because he walks out.
Comes in waving a Confederate flag.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest with him. He walks in and he doesn't even say like, hello, I'm the sheriff or anything. He just goes up to the van and he's like, just an educated guess. But my money buys your dead bodies right in this here van. And it's like, I think it is.
Look, I'm pretty sure like the first words is like, do you mind getting the fuck out of my way, son?
Yeah, this is right. So I'll actually make a note of it for your benefit, Charlotte. We'll make a note of when it cuts back and forth. So it cuts now.
Yep.
To Erin, who is told, she's told by someone on the phone. You don't know who this is. I think it ends up being fucking tea ladies that she's talking to. Because whoever it is sounds like a woman on the phone, and she says 30 minutes. I guess it could be the old woman.
No, I thought this was her on the phone to the actual police.
I feel like, no, because the old man in the wheelchair is very insistent to say, I'll call them for you.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine that this is the ones in the trailer, or it's the old woman, the grandma.
Yeah, I'd never thought of it like that. No, I know the legless guy is weird, but I always thought he was the most normal.
I think he is.
So I think anybody who would have been like, yeah, you can ring the police, it would have been him.
Yeah.
But no, it does make sense. I always just figured he rang the actual sheriff.
No, because which we'll discuss, but it's you see a fair bit of progression from his character from the beginning to this one.
Yeah.
And it seems like his perception of it being wrong is very deteriorated in this one, because he even calls Leatherface soon. He like genuinely gets Leatherface to come upstairs, and he's like, you know, when someone's going to get away. He's like, I love it. I'm not going to go into that. Cause
there
that
is no sheriff anyway.
No. Well, yeah. Eventually you find out.
Yeah, that's no sheriff to the next one, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
it's this stupid, like, backwards town, though, isn't it? There's nothing really there.
No.
It's just like a gas station. Yeah. And then, like, the slaughterhouse. So, yeah, Erin is told 30 minutes by whoever. And the old man in the wheelchair, he calls for help because he's fell. He's emptying his colostomy bag. Lovely. And he needs help up. And what you realise is what he's doing is he's keeping Erin's attention, because this is the first glimpse you see of Leatherface. He kind of goes past the door. And obviously it's from behind Erin, but the old man even kind of gives this little smirk kind of as he goes past, because he's kind of like, yep, right, I've got you caught there. Do you know what I mean? He's got past. This is obviously probably for Leatherface to get in position to wherever he needs to be, I guess. Or even just to maybe keep him out of the way, I guess. Like, you know, as, you know, if they don't see him, then that's good enough. Then, you know, whatever. Kemp ends up entering the house now because he's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it's taken ages.
The old man even feels up Aaron's arm.
Yeah. I was just about to say, I bet that fucking legless man's feeling up my girl's arse.
Yeah.
Have we got past the reshot of the iconic arse scene?
No, that's later on, I think. Oh, I think that's when she goes back to see where Kemp is. But yeah, we cut again
to
the sheriff. And this is where he's like, he walks up to the van. He's like, excuse me, do you mind getting the fuck out of my way? And they're all like...
I question it, you're not a real sheriff,
but
are
then
you?
At the same time, you're like, we're out in the fucking sticks. Maybe this is just how he gets away with acting, do you know what I mean? And again, this is probably around the same time where they were kind of had more authority. Like, these were just backward, you know, like I said, backwards towns that had their own authority. Like, you know, if they didn't have any law, it didn't have any law. Yeah, he gets the gun from the girl, and this is where he's like, whose gun is this? And they're like, oh, you know, we don't know whose gun it is. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he puts it in his empty holster on his ankle.
We don't know whose gun it is, but it came out of Minge.
Yeah. Well, he pulls it out, doesn't he? He goes, well, it smells like something. He's like, is this one of yous? And he's like, oh my God, no need for this. The best of it is, the fucker knows this is a bird he's had about however long ago. The guy's got a poker face, like nobody's business. He's literally just like, well, whose gun is this? And in the back of his mind, like, that's mine. Thanks, got this back. We cut back.
Yep.
Aaron's still preoccupied with the old man, and Kemp explores. And he finds this room playing where there's a cartoon on. He obviously kind of goes in to check, and he knocks something off the door. So he bends down. And as he bends down, this is the introduction of Leatherface. Leatherface appears from behind him like the original. Smacks him with a hammer, like the original. He even twitches, I think, like the original. He's not properly dead, is he? I think he only hits him once.
No, he does hit him once, yeah.
And then he's twitching as he's dragging him away. So they've kind of kept it, but still, I guess, tried to make it more horrible because Leatherface kind of finishes the job in the original, don't he?
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think it's any more effective. I think the original is pretty effective because you see him definitely. Twitch and then he kills him. You're like, oh my God. Oh, he's dead now.
I will just say as a point, not overly fond of his mask in this one.
Are you not? I don't mind it. I don't love it, but I don't mind
it. It looks to me like they've tried too hard.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like there's too many different stitch marks.
I feel like it's a fairly old mask, innit?
Because he quite quickly...
Like it's fine.
That's how I feel about it. I don't hate it, but I don't overly love it. I don't mind. I do like how his eyes and his teeth look behind the mask, though. They seem to have done something with the lighting or, you know, with whatever with the mask that makes his eyes and his teeth stand out, especially in the dark when the light's shining on him. And his eyes look really weird, like creepy weird.
Yeah. Menacing.
So I don't love the mask, but I do like how it's brought out some of his more... Because the Leatherface in this, to touch upon quickly, is probably the most... predatory one we've found. He seems like the one most comfortable with killing.
Apparently the actor that plays him had like a bit of beef with Gunnar Hansen.
What did Gunnar Hansen like? Ah, I'm not paying him enough again. I don't want it.
No, I think this new guy made like some like general comment like, oh, I'm going to make Leatherface like this big fucking badass. And then Gunnar Hansen's like, well, I'm the OG. And then...
I wasn't fucking insulting you, mate. What, he was just like, yeah, I'm going to make Leatherface.
No, I think he was being a dick. So I'm going to be bigger and badder than so much better. And then Gunnar Hansen's like, well, you know, I'm still, you know, like, I'm still the original Leatherface. You can't take that away from me. And then apparently the guy who plays him in the remake in the beginning, fun fact, only man to play Leatherface twice.
Yeah.
Apparently just made like a really unnecessary comment when Gunnar Hansen passed away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People can be cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, I suppose you don't know what went on, though, do you? Yeah. Maybe they both hurled horrible insults at each other, which was enough for him to go, like, I don't care, he's dead. But, yeah, I suppose it is what it is. Maybe he meant it, maybe he didn't. I mean, the only thing is, though, I'd say is that maybe he meant, like, because, again, the personality is incredibly different in this. He's not really a kid-like kind of...
No,
he's more of, like... He hates himself in a sense. He's scared. He's like embarrassed about himself more than anything, isn't he? I think there's a fair bit of emotion with this Leatherface, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'd say so, definitely.
We'll get into it because it's a really good... Well, there's a scene that I really like of Leatherface where it's it gives me points. But so yeah, Leatherface does the whole, he drags Kemp inside and he does the whole door slam. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not, it's nowhere near as effective as the original, but I do like the door slam.
Yeah, it's good in its own right.
Yeah, like there's a lot of aggression behind this one, whereas, you know, it's kind of like Leatherface was kind of like shutting the fucking door, like getting the door closed, whereas this one, he seems to be like, I'm angrily closing this door because this man's entered my home. Aaron goes looking for Kemp and then we cut back.
Yep, back again.
To the sheriff, and he's now wanting to cling film the corpse. Oh. He's like, well, let's get it wrapped up. And it's funny because he's trying to do it and then he looks at like Andy and he's like, you mind giving me a hand here, asshole?
I'm like, I do mind, actually.
Well, it's funny because he's like, she ain't gonna bite you. She's deader than a goddamn doornail. And then it's funny because like Morgan and Andy are helping and they're kind of like, ugh, you know, like, and he's like, yeah, I'm sure this poor girl is really, really bothered about getting all her brains and blood all over you. Like, you are a dick.
It also makes like some of that I used to love wrapping up these young, like, oh my god.
He calls them like wrapping up honeys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great part.
He also says, she's a bit wet down there.
Oh my god.
What have you boys been doing with this body?
Well, we've been fucking corpse.
Obviously.
He'd be like, yeah, fair enough.
Right. I mean, we're supposed to be getting skinned.
I mean, so. I'm kind of annoyed that I'm getting sloppy seconds, but fair play, lads. Fair play.
That is a lot of cum.
Oh no! So, cut back.
Oh, yeah, even I feel disgusted again with that.
Cut back again. Erin is looking for Kemp, and she kind of like leans against the door that's been slammed, and the peephole moves. Because Leatherface is like, who the fuck's at my door? And,
I definitely imagine that's the sort of voice Leatherface would have. Who the hell's at my door?
But she heads out, and Leatherface kind of peers it out the window. And then we cut back.
Yeah,
you're right, it's a fair few times, to be fair, isn't it? Yeah. But the sheriff's like, you, four ass, grab her feet. And then he moans at them for going to put her in the back of the car. And he's like, don't you fucking put that body back into my car. He's like, you put her in the boot. And it's like, oh my god, this man is insane.
No, I agree with my point, but like, can you not put corpses in my back seat?
But then, before he gets in the car...
Everybody knows you put corpses in the back. I've said too much.
Yeah. Before he gets in the car to drive away, he does this whole, like, salute, and he's like, protect and serve, that's what we do, and then drives off.
But he looks so dead proud of himself, like, I've done a good job today.
I mean, with his personality in the beginning, maybe he does think he's done a good job. So I actually did some police work.
No, he definitely comes off as self-righteous.
Yeah.
He doesn't see what he's doing is incredibly vile.
No, not at all. Even some of his family members think they are, and he's just like, no, that's all right.
I'm a sheriff, innit? Innit? You're not, though, are you? No, but I am. It's like the Santa Claus. You kill the sheriff, you become the sheriff.
God, can you imagine? So we see close-ups of Leatherface working on Kemper's corpse. This is probably the most in-depth we've seen it, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
With the corpse modification. And we see, you know, loads of body parts and tools. You know, the usual thing you'll see in Leatherface's basement, I guess. Yeah, so Erin arrives back at the van now, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Because she's obviously looking for Kemper, and they're like, well, he was with you, Erin. Why do you think he's back here? So they go looking for him. They find the vehicle graveyard, and they find some teeth. It's usually what I find next to cars.
Some teeth. Casual dentures.
And Morgan plays a joke. He reaches into this car, doesn't he? He plays a joke about getting his hands stuck. He's like, ugh! And then there ends up actually being a jar with the photo of the dead girl from the van, and then this family on the back of the photo. And they're all like, this is weird and coincidental. Why is there a seemingly piss-filled jar with a photo in it?
He's about, knew we should have went to see Skinner.
Yeah.
Instead, we're finding fucking photos in jars.
Yeah.
Great. But this is just as good as hearing Simple Man. Cheers, guys.
Oh, god, don't. I want to listen to Simple Man now. But they end up arguing because Morgan and Kemper kind of go like, why the fuck should we look for Kemper? They kind of just like get dickish all of a sudden. They're like, well, do you know, I mean, I kind of want to go back to the van.
I mean, I never really liked him anyway.
Because don't they argue about the keys? They're like, give us the keys. And they're like, well, no.
They're like, you're just going to drive off.
Yeah. And they're like, well, fine, we'll go back to the fucking van then. So Erin and Andy, they head to the house. Leatherface hangs Kemper's corpse up, which is pretty grim. Yeah. You don't really see it again.
No.
It's still good.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near as effective as original.
It's not going to be as in this face.
No, but it's not badly done. He also finds a wedding ring on Kemper, which
it falls out of his pocket, doesn't it?
Yeah, which goes back to something Erin asked him. She was like, oh, you know, he's like, oh, you're looking forward to going to Linda Skinner or something. And she's like, yeah, well, not the as much I'm looking forward to getting a ring on this finger. And it turns out, oh, he was actually going to propose in Linda. See? You should have went to fucking Skinner. Right? You did.
No, I want to be mutilated instead.
Andy and Erin arrive at the house, and this is where we get the recreation of the arse shot from the 70s version.
You made a brilliant comment, like, offside the mic. It was like, in the original, she had a 70s ass, but Jessica Biel's got a modern proper ass.
Yeah.
It was just...
Do you get what I mean by
modern
that?
Modern ass.
No. Like, 70s asses were enough, they were flat. Like, you never really bothered, they weren't really bothered about
I've
that.
Never really looked at women in the 70s alive in the thinking... 70s, so,
you've never seen a woman in the 70s?
Yeah, but I've never, like, purposely looked for a bum thinking, oh, that's a 70s butt, that is.
But even in, like, models and stuff, you look back.
Starting next week, Vic's actually got a spin-off podcast, the Arse Evaluation Podcast.
For the years. Starting with
new
1900s.
Episodes every Wednesday.
1900s bottom.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah, that would be it. Can't see it. Shit. See ya. Next episode. 1910.
Still shit.
It's pretty shit. I mean, nothing much really's changed, so... Crap.
Erin tries to distract the old man.
Horses. Yes, Erin distracts the wheelchair man while Andy sneaks around. And he's got a tie... What's it fucking called? A tire iron?
Yeah.
Because it's one of them cross ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's funny because Erin's, like, talking to the old man. She's like, oh, you know, what a lovely garden you've got. And the old man's, like, looking at already, like, you're trying to distract me, aren't you? You do realise I do this for a living.
It looks around someone's like, a bit dodgy, this is worse than a fucking garden from Burial Ground. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I said I like to keep a clean house. It doesn't extend to my garden. That's Leatherface, you know, when he's not cutting up corpses.
What was that about a man with a leather face? No, I don't know.
Good garden. That's what I said. No, you just said your garden was shit.
I've got a nice leather space back there.
Yeah. Leather space. Yeah. You should see it. It's gorgeous. Leather print everywhere.
You're not going to die. Don't worry.
So Andy ends up walking into a room filled with hanging meat. Tainted meat.
I was just going to say the same thing.
And Leatherface kind of peers in then peers out. It's like, you're in my meat room. See you. Andy ends up knocking something over. So it's like the jig is up. Because the old man hears him.
Oh, Andy, what you
and
like?
And this leads to one of the greatest scenes in horror in film history. So they have a stand. It's funny because Andy's not even that bothered because he's kind of like just annoyed that he's been caught because he's not really have to worry. It's a man with no legs in a wheelchair, so he's kind of like, yeah, you've caught me. And the old man comes in. He's like, you little turd. And he's like, they're both like, wait a minute, this escalated quickly. And he's like, the fuck you doing in my house? And they're all like, chill out, like, we'll leave, we're looking for our mate, like, calm down. And it's funny, because he just starts getting aggressive and aggressive, doesn't he? And
he starts like, banging his stick on the floor.
Yeah, and he's like, you're dead, you don't even know it. And it's like, all right. And then he's like, yeah, he starts banging on the floor with his cane, and he's like, come on, boy, bring it. Now, you think he's on about Andy coming to fight him. And Andy's obviously, like, looking at him like, are you for real? Like, I'm not going to batter a man in a wheelchair with no legs. But then you realise that it's actually the old man signalling to Leatherface, who's in the basement, who comes out with his chainsaw. It's pretty fucking awesome.
No, you just
there.
Assured me there were no men with leather face here.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
Yeah, he comes out with his chainsaw, he ends up fighting Andy. It is pretty cool. When he comes out with his chainsaw, because he kind of comes out with it like fucking in full swing, and you're like, oh, he's fairly big.
It's a tall man.
He's a rather tall man. Yeah, he has a fight with Andy. It's funny because the old man like wheels himself over Andy's dropped tire iron to help out at Leatherface. And then when Andy's on the floor, like, kind of trying to hold Leatherface off, the old man's just like hitting him with his cane. It's great. He's like, I'll help out.
I'm helping. Yeah. That was a team effort, wasn't it, Leather? Couldn't have done it without me.
Leatherface ends up chasing Andy out into this, like field of a clothesline. Like, why are you...
How much laundry do these people have?
I mean,
all their clothes are filthy.
They've got to get the blood out.
No, but it's not like they're wearing clean clothes. It's that like, these don't seem like the tall people that change very often. And it's like they've got beautiful whites outside. Rows upon rows.
Yeah, they're not the type of people that, you know, when they're outside and it starts raining, it's like, oh, I left the washing out. They're just like...
But I left the corpses outside.
Yeah, that's probably
I'm going to get soggy meat.
Oh, tainted meat.
But
Yeah, so he chases him through this this clothesline field, and Leatherface has got more than enough room to kind of like, he kind of like circles round Andy, doesn't he? Like with the chainsaw, he kind of like cuts him off.
Yeah.
And then just, it's funny because Leatherface just kind of holds the chainsaw down and it just goes straight through his fucking knee. And it's funny because Andy's like, oh, that leg. Oh dear. He's not. He's pretty like, I've lost my fucking leg. He's carried to the basement, and this is where the nails come off.
Richard's favourite scene.
They just like rip.
They're just off. Just, I want to take his nails. Off. Oh. Oh, nails. Can't deal with nails. Nails, eyes, stuff like that. No.
See, I'm not really that bothered about eyes.
Mine's teeth.
Yeah, I don't like teeth. We need people getting like the teeth chipped out or something. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, cut people in half all you want. Just,
yeah. No, genuinely, like, cut people in half all you want. It doesn't bother me, but...
Just not the
like,
teeth.
You know what I mean? Don't do that. I think I don't like it more when skulls fracture and stuff like that, do you know what I mean? Like, someone gets the leg chopped off, I'm like... But, you know, if it's like someone gets hit with a bat and it goes... You're like... Oh, you ain't going to be walking right on that for the next 50 years. The rest of your life. But Erin obviously legs it. She gets back to Morgan and Pepper at the car. And it's funny because she's like, where's the fucking gun? And they're like, oh, we gave it back to the totally legit sheriff who appears again. He's just like, you all right? He just shows up at the window, doesn't he? It's funny, like, surprise redneck. And it's funny because he ends up finding a smoked joint. And like, they're like screening it. Like, there's a man running around with a chainsaw and he's like, who's been smoking dope?
Can we deal with the chainsaw? Who's been smoking this marijuana?
Yeah.
Man with face on his face, chainsaw.
They all deny it as well, and then he's like, I smell bullshit. And it's like, why are you so bothered about the dope, mate? Oh, you're not... You're part of this, aren't you? Oh, you had me there, mate. Fair play, fair play. You got me.
I'm starting to think we're not going to make it to the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert after all.
The sheriff's just like, one of us is. Because doesn't they try, don't they try and bribe him later on?
Yeah, it's like, you could have him.
And he's like, is that bribery? Like, he didn't even care. He's like, I'm not even breaking
the law. I think it's him thinking that's what he wants to hear. Because he's like, what, you going to do with them tickets now? He's like, you can have them.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then he's just like, I think he wants to say
imagine that was the
it.
End of it. Oh, cheers, mate. Him, Leatherface, legless.
Oh, mama, God. Like, oh. I want to see the movie Leatherface and Friends at the Skynyrd concert. He's got his chainsaw. He's playing it like a guitar when they're playing fucking Freebird. For the sheriff standing there with an ice cream just licking it. This is pretty fucking goddamn good.
Imagine Leatherface in the fucking mosh pit.
Oh, I can. Leatherface, don't kill
me. Wall of deaths aren't usually literal.
That man's running at us with a chainsaw!
Pretty fucking metal, innit?
Yeah. It's funny because Morgan looks absolutely terrified when the copper starts going like, right, I'm fucking having news. He's like, ah! Like, he's just like completely like, oh no, my mum's going to kill me. Whoops, not your mum. He makes them lay on the ground as well, doesn't he? He's like, get your fucking asses on the ground. And in the basement, Leatherface puts Andy on a hook. And it's great because he prepares his leg, doesn't he? Like he kind of like salts it. And yeah, and he's like, oh mate, this isn't beef jerky.
Can't have that going off.
No.
Oh, could you imagine that? Feeling a bit sore. Well, I mean, this salt should even it out.
He wraps it in brown paper as well, which I love. You know, you got to make sure it's all done. Ties up a little bit of string. He's like, you know, I'm a proud butcher.
Just a piece of meat to him.
I'm a proud butcher. So the sheriff, you know, back at the sheriff's interrogating them, and he's like, you know, who the fuck is killing who? And he basically says that I think you killed the girl, and you're trying to cover it up. Yeah, because this is quite cutty backy as well, isn't it? Yeah.
Starts
shocking. He fires at the floor, and obviously he gets Morgan up. So I think he tries to start work on him now, and then we see Leatherface making a new face from Kemper's corpse, which is pretty grim. Hey, this is where we actually see him take his mask off.
Yeah. And he's got no nose.
No, he's got a very diseased face, I think. He's got some sort of skin condition in these ones, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think they say that. But the only thing that... Well, actually, I'll leave that. I'll leave that for the beginning. Yeah, he looks fucked up, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
His nose is kind of, like, eaten away. And his top upper leg... He looks like he's got really small teeth. Yeah. Like,
he don't look right.
No.
Mm-mm.
So the sheriff, this is one of the worst bits, the sheriff makes Morgan relive the suicide. Because he's like, right, you need to show me what's going on because I haven't got much of imagination.
This is one of the most disturbing things in the film about a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah.
So he gets Morgan to sit in the place of the woman and he's like, he's looking at him and he's like, well, he's like, that don't seem to line up to me. And Morgan's like, yeah, but there's brains there. And he's like, maybe you ought to fucking scoop down a little bit. And Morgan's still like, you know, being a little pissy. And he's just, then he just changes, doesn't he? He's like, get the fuck over. This is where Full Metal Jacket comes out. And Morgan is like physically shaking. He's like, oh my God.
I am in a world of shit.
Next up on the Radio Nasties podcast.
Oh, please don't get me so hard, Vic.
Yeah. But he tells him to take the gun and he makes him put it in his mouth. Because at first Morgan puts it underneath his mouth, doesn't he? And he's like, well, that doesn't make sense because she ain't got no fucking bullet underneath.
Yeah.
She's got a fucking bullet in the back of her head. And he's like, so obviously he points it in the gun. And then Morgan finally kind of clicks. And he's like, there's something not right here. And points the gun at the sheriff. And he's like, you know, fuck you. I'm not doing... The sheriff doesn't fucking twitch. He's literally just like, I don't care.
Well, he knows, doesn't
he? Yeah, of course. But I mean, like, he literally is just like, I mean, that would freak me out.
Yeah.
You know, if you just pointed the gun at someone, they're just like, and?
Do it.
Yeah. Well, doesn't he say that? He says, do it. He's like, shoot me, you fucking. And then he shoots him and click.
Yeah, he's like, well done, you just killed a fucking sheriff.
Yeah. Because it's funny as well, because he's saying to the girls, he's like, you know, if he shoots me, you're an accomplice. And the girls kind of split, don't they?
Yeah.
Erin's like, please don't shoot him. Pepper's like, fucking kill him. Yeah, kill him. I mean, to be fair, I probably will have that. And yeah, it's funny because the sheriff's like, looky here, we got ourselves a killer. And you're like, oh, it's funny because Morgan like kind of like the penny drops, doesn't he? He's like, oh no, I do look like a killer now. This man's won. We see poor Andy and he's trying to lift himself off the hook.
Yeah.
And it's like, fair play to you, mate, but
oh, what are you going to do?
So it's when he drops back onto it and you're like, oh.
You've just made it worse.
Oh, I know, like, Jesus. So the sheriff is transporting the kids, and obviously he's drinking while he's driving, because we've got to get some more redneck mannerisms in there. And Morgan's just sitting there, and he's like, he's pretty much given up, but he's like, I have rights. And the sheriff's just like, sure you got rats. Like, don't give a fuck. And this is where he finds the tickets, and he's like, hell, I like Skinnerd. We got something in common. No,
I might eat people, but we can all enjoy a nice rendition of Freebird together.
I feel like that's just like some sort of stab at the audience. You know what I mean? Like everybody loves Skinnerd. Like even these cannibalistic people.
I think the cannibalistic people are the more likely ones to like Skinnerd.
I mean, of course, yeah, but because this is where Morgan says, like, you know, you can have the tickets, and he's like, is that bribery? And then Morgan's like, I can't win, can I?
And, now you're going down for killing a sheriff, possession of drugs. And bribery.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, bottles him. And it's funny because he spits out his teeth.
It would be great if he just came clean like, by the way, mate, I'm not a real sheriff, so don't worry, you're not going to prison. Oh, thank fuck for that. We're just going to eat you.
That reminds me of a line from... did you play GTA 5?
Yeah.
The line that Trevor says when I think it's when he's driving to the city and his little fucking weird mate comes with him and he's like, you know, he's like, oh, can I come? And he's like, and Trevor turns around. He's like, yeah, well, you can suck me off while we're there.
Oh, yeah.
And he turns around. And he's like, he just gives him this look where he's like, what? And then Trevor's like, oh, I'm only kidding. You can wank me off. Or say it's something. I can't remember what they say in American, but it's proper like, I love that line. He probably will as well.
I hope they re-release that game again.
Oh, fucking don't. It's the new Skyrim, isn't it? But it's funny because Morgan loses his teeth. And the sheriff pulls out his fake front teeth and he's like, lucky, we got something else in common too.
He's such a dick.
Oh, no. He also calls someone in to the Crawford Mill to go get the girls, which is Leatherface. So he must just ring. Unless he rings the old man who sends Leatherface. Leatherface gets there fucking quick as well. He's just like, I mean, I know it's a short walk, but he's just like... So Erin's attempting to get the van started, and she said that she learned this in juvie. She's like cutting the wires.
Yeah.
She does a few things. Because
there was a bit earlier when she
picks the lock.
In the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheriff arrives at wherever he is, and he gets Morgan out of the car and fucking he beats him up before taking it. Because doesn't the fucking sheriff, they say something like, oh, is this the sheriff station? And he's like, no, it's my fucking house. That might actually be
no, that's the beginning. Yeah, I think somebody says, like, this doesn't look like, it's like, this is Mama's house.
This is Mama's house, yeah. So Erin gets the van started, but oh, what a coinky dink, the wheel comes off. That was hilarious. I assume the sheriff did this.
That was hilarious. He just went, woo.
Because, you know,
I'm finally free. I can make it to the Skinner concert after. Oh, no.
And then Leatherface immediately comes out. So they're like, this is awful.
How can this day get any worse?
Yeah.
Great.
So poor Pepper ends up getting sliced in half. Yeah, she gets cut in the back and then he finishes her off. And there's this fucking cool shot where it's the first time you see him in the headlights of the car. And it's Erin that sees him. And he's got her back to her because he's soaring. Pepper, and Pepper's got this like puffer jacket on and all the feathers are going up, and then he just turns around and looks at the headlights and it's Kemper's face, and Erin's just like, oh, that's my boyfriend.
Imagine she didn't realise, like, are you right, I found you, Kemper.
You come people up,
you looking hench.
Yeah.
Oh, your face has fell off, that's not good.
But he ends up chasing. What happened to your nose?
Well, I'll get your dick out. I'll give you a blowjob.
Oh my god! I've been gagging for this.
You can stick it in my modern arse later.
Leatherface chases Erin through the woods, and she ends up reaching a trailer. And the seemingly nice ladies in there. One of them, the big fucking fat lady. She's called the Tea Lady, and the other one, I believe, she is the Breeder.
Grim.
Lovely. I mean, I think she's stolen a kid in this.
Yeah.
But I think the kid that runs about her as well, you know, the Toofy kid, I'd assume so. Who's been fucking her?
Leatherface.
I mean, used all to, of I suppose, them? Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah, so these two sweet old, well, one of them's fairly old, the other one's young. And they're just like really soft spoken, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, she's safe now.
Yeah, lulling both her and the audience into a false sense of security.
Well, the tea lady's like, nobody's going to come through that door. And I'm like, he's got a fucking chainsaw. I mean, I'm pretty sure he can. But then the other woman, she says something weird. She says, oh, he knows better than to be messing around here. And then obviously Erin's like, I'm sorry. Excuse me? What did you say? She's like, everyone knows that poor sweet boy. Skin disease. And
it's just like in Corby, like, you know, the man that goes around shouting all the time.
Yeah,
it's like anybody else outside could be like, the hell is that? Oh, that's fine. He's just a guy. He's just the shouting man.
Just screams. Yeah. Yeah. We call him the shouting man as well, don't we?
That's
yeah,
brilliant.
Right. So they also kind of force her to have this tea. They don't force her, but they keep like, have the tea, have the tea. And she's like, I don't want any more fucking tea, mate. Fucking boyfriend's face is on somebody. It's not him. Fucking hell.
Hate it when this happens.
Yeah. So she kicks off, she wakes a baby up, and the teal is, you're a little tense. You need to relax. And you're like, oh my god, you're a bit weird, you aren't you? She'd annoy me.
Even what you need is a pinata full of weed.
Yeah.
No, they've already found it, that's why they're so relaxed.
Erin begins to pass out because whatever was in the tea is, well, making her pass out. And just before she passes out, she sees the other woman, she's got a baby, and she recognises the baby from the photo that she found in the piss jar.
Great photos.
Yeah, she's obviously like, you know, that's not your baby, you stole her. And then the other woman just turns around and she's like, she's man. You're like, oh no, have her. Fucking hell.
I don't want it. I never said I wanted it.
She passes out as well, and the tea lady's like, oh man. Oh, ma.
No, she hears a phone going off first, don't she? And she's like, I thought you didn't have a phone.
Yeah, just before she passes out, yeah. So she wakes up to the sheriff pouring beer on her face. It's great because the sheriff's like got his sheriff uniform on, but not his trousers because the grandma's ironing them next to him. It's hilarious. The old man in the wheelchair as well, he turns around and he's like, oh, do you reckon she wants to stay for supper? I think she hasn't got a choice, to be honest with you. I think she's staying for supper regardless.
I think she is supper.
Yeah.
Oh.
The toothy kid is outside as well. But the grandma scolds him because she's like, no, you're not coming in until you learn to follow the rules. So it must be with, you know, how they... He shouldn't have led them to this house.
Yeah.
I think is what she's saying. Like, you know, like, we kill people, but we don't really want people invading here because we've got bodies everywhere. Leatherface also, he comes in from the other room. And it's funny because Erin turns around. She's like, there's something wrong with you people. And the sheriff looks genuinely hurt. And he's like, ain't nothing wrong with us.
You have offended me.
Yeah. It's funny because Grandma also announces Leatherface's full name. Because she says, Thomas Brown Hewitt, you get in here right now. And she gets Leatherface to come in and take Aaron. That's when you see that the grandma is casually ironing. Because Leatherface comes in, drags Aaron out.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, oh, here's your pants. And the sheriff's like, thanks, Mama. And now, for a while, I thought that this was his mum. Because I was like, what is this? But I think it's just that me and you were talking about this when we watched it. I think it's that. You ever met, like, older couples and they've had kids? And the husband will call her mum.
Yeah, yeah, my parents did the same thing.
Yeah, that's like, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which always used to freak me out for some reason. Because I never noticed it until I met my stepdad's parents. I was quite old then. And I was like, why is he calling her mother? Stop. It's not your mum. I was like, does he know it's not her?
No, they were just kinky, mate.
Yeah, probably. Fair play to them if it's that. You know, fucking own it, I guess.
Well, I mean, don't put your kink out in front of other people.
Yeah.
It's a time and a place.
Thank you, Mama. And so, yeah, Leatherface kicks Erin into the basement and she finds Andy hanging out.
Just hanging. Just chilling.
Hanging out.
She tries to help him, but I think Andy's pretty too far gone at this point, and I think he's just like, please kill me. So she gets a knife and she has to stab.
Yeah, she does the usual, like, I can't do this.
And it's funny, he's like, fucking do it. I'm in a bit of pain here, to be honest. I want it to end.
Yeah, just make sure you stab me somewhere it's going to be in the stomach.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Cheers. I'm going to be bleeding out for hours.
And then when she does it, she's like, oh, forgive me. And it's like, well, he's just asked you to do it. So I'm pretty sure he forgives you.
I've changed my mind. Don't kill me. Like, why the stomach? Like, stab him in the head or slash his throat or something.
Yeah.
He's going to be in fucking agony for hours now. Like, to be fair,
he does die quite quickly.
Yeah, I don't think he would.
I think in real life, yeah, it's probably going to be pretty... It's the blood... I quite liked how the blood fell on the piano keys.
Yeah.
It's quite a cool shot. Yeah. But...
No, I didn't like that because you've seen his feet. And there she is. Basically, it's like, forgive me, talking to his feet. And it's like, get away from his feet, please.
If you were directing a film, you'd be like, no, the shot's not right. It's got a feet in it.
Yeah, there would be no feet.
Quentin Tarantino comes in like,
are you willing to remove them?
No.
How much are you paying?
It's not in your contract, is what I'm saying.
But if you want to be in the sequel,
feet nubs.
Oh, most of the budget ends up going on lawsuits.
Yeah. She finds Morgan still alive, though. Morgan's in some sort of bath.
He's having a nice relaxing bath. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, so the toothy kid arrives at this point, and he actually helps them get out. Because he's like, come on, come this way. Because you were a bit weirded out about this, weren't you? You're like, is he, or is he leading them to Leatherface? And I was like, no, I genuinely think he is. This kid seems like he's a bit of a rebel.
From, like Ruby from...
From Hills of Eyes. And he seems like he's a bit of a rebel. He's just like, well, fuck you. I'm helping them
out. He's been listening too much Rage Against the Machine.
Leatherface comes after him. Leatherface has to stop. They get to this ladder that leads to, you know, up to the top. And Leatherface has to prime his chainsaw. And the toothy kid jumps on him and bites him. Leatherface, get off, you little fucking shit. You're probably my son.
I'm not sure, but you might be.
Mm. So they block him down there, and he has to like chainsaw his way out, which gives them time to run. And they end up back in the vehicle graveyard, don't they? And they find a shed, which they enter. And they block the door with a couch. And I was kind of like, none of this is going to help you against a chainsaw.
It's quite good at cutting.
Yeah. Which Leatherface arrives and immediately begins to cut his way in. So they have to hide, and there's this kind of like tense scene where... Leatherface is—he has to turn his chainsaw off, doesn't he? Because he can't hear them, so he's kind of like looking around. He kind of like walks away. They think they've gotten away, as you do in every horror film. That you know, they think they've got away, and Leatherface ends up grabbing Erin from behind.
He
comes through the wall and like grabs her, pulls her out. He's just about to kill her, and Morgan, you know, does the thing. He kind of runs over and like kicks Leatherface. Yeah.
I'll save the day, don't worry.
Oh my god, like, poor Morgan. The chainsaw drops as well, and it's like right next to Erin's face, and she's kind of just like, oh my god.
At this point, I'm like, why don't you hurry up and get up and just fucking grab the chainsaw, you shit.
Grab the chainsaw, for fuck's sake. She doesn't, she gets up and like whacks him very lightly in the back. You've just caused the death of...
Morgan tries to save you, and now you've just got him killed.
Gets
I wouldn't even try to save her, like... Still got time to make it to the concert.
Yeah.
But she's got the tickets, hasn't she? Oh, no, he does.
No, the sheriff's got them now.
Oh, yeah, of course he does.
So he's not getting anywhere.
No. Never mind.
I mean, if he stands out of the arena, he might hear some of it better than nothing.
Yeah.
Better than, you know, being, mutilated.
Yeah, it's a fairly cool chainsaw kill. Leatherface like lifts him up and hangs him on the chandelier by his handcuffs or whatever, his rope that he's tied. So he's kind of hanging there. Like, oh, I can't get off this. And Leatherface is like, no, you can't. So drives the chainsaw up through his bollocks.
That's just mean. Like, there's no need for that.
Jesus.
Like, come on, Leather.
It's like he has to hang up everybody. Because he's like, meat, get you hanged up.
But not his bollocks.
No, it's pretty grim. It's not a nice death scene. It's pretty cool, but it's definitely not nice for a man. Not here.
I mean, I don't think most women would want to be chainsawed from the minge either.
Say that's on my bucket list.
There's a deleted scene where this actually goes on.
That'd have to be the last thing of it.
Yeah.
Deleted scene where this goes on for a little bit longer, and you actually see his balls fall.
I need to see that.
It's bits, so I assume it's his balls. Yeah, exactly. I think they probably filmed that and went, do we need it?
I think he suffered enough.
Yeah. So he runs after Erin and ends up tripping on this barbed wire fence, and he ends up cutting his own leg like the original. And you're like, oh, maybe this is where she's going to get away now.
And I'm pretty impressed because he doesn't seem to mind that he's had his leg like...
I don't know, like when he falls and cuts it, he's like, oh, like I've
hurt
myself.
But soon after, he's like, all right, I'm off.
Is it adrenaline though?
Maybe, or he's just a fucking menace.
I mean, he's a bit of a tank as well.
Menace.
He's an absolute menace.
A menace is somebody that destroys your flower bed.
That's him.
I could think
a
of
menace.
Maybe he's used
he destroys to, your genitals.
Maybe he's more used to pain because of his disease.
Yeah, I suppose actually, yeah.
So he's probably like living with pain all day.
I'm wondering if his face has fallen off. Yeah, it's probably a bit painful.
Erin tries to
a flesh wound.
Yeah, Erin tries to get help from a passing car, and you think, oh, with the original, but no, it just keeps going on, which is exactly what I would fucking do.
I'm off to see Skinner.
Yeah. So she ends up stumbling, you know, back up to Blair Meat, and it's this bit's really cool because she follows the path of the meat, like of the cows that they would go to get into the slaughterhouse to be slaughtered. So you're like, haha, I get it. Your meat. Leatherface, you know, they have a chase through the slaughterhouse. They end up heading through the freezer. Erin has to like hide in a carcass, and the Leatherface is like, I mean, I used to work here, so I know a fair way around this place. To be honest with you, so he just pulls the chain that pulls all the corpses. And he's like, if you're in one of them, you're gonna get drowned. It's funny because Erin does the worst thing. She's like, and you're like, I mean, that was probably the last thing you should have done.
You are the worst hide and seek player ever.
Yeah. She legs it. She ends up picking up a butcher's knife. Leatherface approaches and he goes into this, like, it's like a corridor of lockers. She's hiding in them. And this is where she kind of turns into the final girl now, isn't it? Because she actually tries to lure him to the locker. She's kind of like, he goes in the wrong direction at one point, and she's like, no, I'm back here. And he's like, where are you? So he's trying all the lockers, you know, he's revving the chainsaw. It's quite a tense scene. And then he opens the wrong locker and there's just like a pig in there. And he's kind of like, a die. And she pops out the locker behind him and then just fucking chops his arm off. And Leatherface is probably like, like as she's chopping
he's,
him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And, you know, she legs out. This is the part that I really like. Because, like I've said in the last few episodes, one of the things I do like about Leatherface is that he's quite human. And the poor fucker, it's funny because it's the arm that he's had chopped off that's attached to the chainsaw. And he's swinging his chainsaw with his good arm, trying to get the arm off it. And then he just kind of like falls down in pain. And he's just like, oh my fucking God. Like doesn't he just fall? And he's just like, oh. Like, I'm
fucked. I was like, shit, he can't even hold up the chainsaw.
So Erin goes down and she flags down a lorry that does, well, again, like the original, which does pick her up. And she's just like, you know, she's kind of like the girl from the beginning now, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's like, I just want to go home. And she gets crazy when he goes back the wrong direction towards the fucking...
She acts exactly like the first girl did.
Yeah. So he's obviously like, she's trying to like drive the lorry across and he's like, right, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Pulls over at the gas station. Erin gets out. She runs away. You know, she's looking. And then he goes in to try and get help for her. And the grandma's in there. The sheriff's in there. And the woman from the trailer that's got the kid. Obviously, the guy comes in and he's like, there's a fucking mental woman out here. They all go out to check. It's funny because you can even see the sheriff kind of like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, my night's over. I've done my work. While they're occupied, Erin nicks the kid. Because the woman comes back, doesn't she? And she's like, because they find nobody in the lorry.
Yeah.
The sheriff goes and like checks out the lorry, climbs on, there's nobody in there. And as she realizes the kid's gone, Erin's taken the sheriff's car and she ends up running over the sheriff, like, repeatedly.
Three times?
You would.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
She runs him over, reverses, and then runs him over again. It's like, yeah, I'll probably make sure as well. It's funny because she drives away and she's like, you asshole! And I'm like, I'd have more words than that. He tried to eat me.
Yeah.
Leatherface appears in the road.
Just out of nowhere.
A fucking legend for getting up after that wound, because I don't imagine...
Yeah, I'd be out for the count. Yeah. I'm done.
But he kind of goes out, gives it a last ditch effort to try and saw the fucking car, and he can't. And he just, like, looks... It's a really cool shot, because it zooms in, like, on him, and he's just, like, staring the car down. And you're like, oh, you're a bit angry, aren't you? Never had anybody get away, have you? So you think that's the end, and it's not. Because we get the end of the police footage from the beginning.
Yeah, it goes back to the start.
So the two deputies, they come in. It's funny because it's like this really casual thing, isn't it? Because he's like, oh, watch your step as you come over there. They go around this corner and then it just fucking all hell breaks. Like, you can't really see it because the camera's so bad.
Yeah.
The camera shakes. One of the deputies like falls and then the camera kind of like shakes and falls and everyone's screaming. And the narrator comes back on and he's like, unfortunately, the county deputies didn't secure the crime scene properly, which caused the deaths of two deputies. And we get one last shot, and it's like, this is the only known image of the man known as Leatherface. And it's kind of this really, like, grainy shot of him with his, you know, mask on from the beginning. And it's pretty fucking scary, to be fair.
I mean, yeah, it looks scarier than seeing him up close and
personal.
Yeah,
like, it looks really, really grim. It's a good way to end the film, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. Yeah. It was a good last scare. Because, you know, you're never going to recreate the original with the road.
No.
And him dancing. He doesn't even try and dance in this one, does he? Like, there's no...
Can't now.
There's no kid like...
necessarily scream either. No,
very true. And that is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
It is indeed. Shall we roll on over
to the into ratings? Our ratings? Yep. Charlotte, you're the guest.
As a film, I quite enjoyed it as a film. Overall, like, the characters and the plot. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big Texas Chainsaw Massacre fan like you are. So I enjoyed the film overall. I wasn't really sitting there going, oh, this happened in the original and this is happening in the remake. I just enjoyed it.
Yeah, but I mean, how well of a made film do you think it was?
Yeah, I think it was fairly well made, apart from I just got really stressed out with the whole chopping of the back and forth. You thought it was over and then it brought it back again. And you thought, fuck's sake, when's this going to end?
Yeah.
So apart from that, I thought it was quite well made and it had some pretty good shots in it as well. Scenery.
So what do you give it out of five?
A 3 out of 5, I think, as a film.
Okay. Fun factor?
Fun factor, I think I'm going to give it a 4. Overall, I had quite a lot of fun with this film. All the deaths were pretty good.
Jesus.
Yeah, overall. Yeah, 4 for fun fact. I just quite enjoyed it.
Good.
Right?
Good.
Good stuff.
Yours, Vic?
As a film, yeah, I'll give it a... I'm going to give it a 3.5 as a film. I probably would have went with a 3 like you, but it gets an extra half because it's a good remake. Like, it's a pretty good film in general, but it's, like, as a remake, it gets a little bit more for actually being something. I like that it went a different route. I like that it doesn't just recreate the original. I like that it does show respect to the original with, like, you know, the recreation of the shots and stuff like that and some, you know the plot points and all this shit. But I really like how it shot this movie.
Yeah.
It's not, like, fucking mind-blowing, but it looks very 70s. The one thing I would take away from this film is that it looks more 70s than it feels. I feel like obviously it's all there, the cost, you know, the fashion, all, you know, this, but
the arses are just too modern.
Yeah. I felt less in the 70s with this than I did in like Devil's Rejects or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But it was a very, very decent remake. Probably one of the best remakes that's happened. Yeah. I really liked it. 3.5. Like I said, it's not anything groundbreaking. It is covering the same kind of tread as the original, but it does its own thing, which is what I respect for a remake. So if you're gonna do a remake, don't do it shot for shot. Psycho. Yeah, but fun fact, it's a 5 out of 5,
obviously.
Yeah. I love these movies. Again, it's just a different iteration of these characters. It's nice seeing them different. It's a lot more serious, this one. There's not really much played for laughs, but I really like the Leatherface in this one. I like the emotion that he shows. He's very serious. It's a much different Leatherface than in the anything we've seen before.
Yeah.
Whereas he doesn't seem as much that he's led being led around by his family. He is, but it's more that he's kind of more loyal to his family in this sense, isn't it? He kind of just goes, well, this is what we do now. Like, so. But, like, the way he acts with, like, corpses and stuff and just people that are still alive and stuff, just hanging here. And then, obviously, the scene in the corridor where he gets his arm chopped off, I really like that scene. Yeah,
that was a really good scene.
That gets major points for me because I really liked how he reacted. And it's got Jessica Biel in it. So, I mean, there's that. But, yeah, I really liked it. I really liked this when I was young. I watched this a fair bit when I was young. So, Richard, 1 out of 5.
Half a star. No, as a film, I'm going to give it a 3.5 for a lot of the reasons you have both said. I would have been tempted to give it a 4, but I think it loses a bit of momentum towards the end.
Yeah.
It tends to get a bit run, hide, run, hide.
Yeah, it's run, done It's hide. Done well, but it's like, yeah, it's monotonous like, a little bit. Yeah, it keeps going on.
Ali Ermi makes this film.
Yeah, he's incredible. So, I don't know why I skipped on that. Yeah, he is. I mean, I think we said it at the beginning, but...
like, even if this film is garbage, but, well,
yeah,
he's...
but he has...
incredible.
He is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. He pulls off this role so well.
I mean, it's because he's been playing it his whole life, to be fair.
Yeah, but the sick, twisted kind of side of it, you know, where it's even like, you know, he does that... protect and serve. That's what we do.
Sick
it's
and
like,
twisted, but doesn't even realize he's sick and twisted.
Yeah, like I don't, you know, I don't think Ali Ermi was even like was Full Metal Jacket not the first thing he did?
Maybe
I might be wrong, but I mean, like, I think he did really well in this.
Somebody should dub like Toy Story with clips from this. Are you mind getting the fuck out of my way, son?
Yeah.
For the fun factor, I'm going to give it a very solid 4.5. Mostly because, and to give it away a little bit, like, I don't like it as much as I like the beginning.
Exactly.
That's me as well.
Oh, really? Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. Little hint for Tuesday's episode for you there. And yeah, that's Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2003.
Watch it if you haven't. It's worth it if you like the original. Very decent remake. They got worse after this.
Very decent remake in the time of awful remake. I will say this, I enjoy this remake a hell of a lot more than the remake we did in our last Halloween event. If you're listening, Rob Zombie, you fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Don't like those films.
But this is one of the films that he should have done a Texas Chainsaw, mate.
I mean, he did.
How do you... Yeah, exactly. So why did they give him fucking Halloween? I said this on the episode, but it's like, why?
Right, I'm not getting it. We've done it. It's done.
Halloween 3 is coming out soon. A Rob Zombie.
There almost was. They almost did Halloween 3D.
Oh my god. Oh no. That'd be like if they did Texas Chainsaw 3D.
They'd never do that.
No.
Well, thank god we don't have to cover that.
Yeah.
But next week we are moving on to the prequel to the remake, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning. So come back on a Tuesday for that one. Thanks again to Charlotte for joining us for this one.
Do you want to come back with us for the beginning?
I suppose I can, I suppose.
Because Daniel might still be dead. Yeah,
still no word from Daniel. Just odd, indecipherable messages. So
Poor bastard. Fuck
knows what that's about.
Well, I think I'll get away from you now.
And I'll hopefully be back next week.
Yeah, maybe you won't be here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hopefully you'll all disappear.
Yeah. There might be an episode after this.
Maybe not. But if there's not, you'll know we've disappeared. Yeah. So, happy days.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Maybe forever.
See you later.
See you later.
Little turd.